Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Before we get started today, just a reminder to check out the show notes for exclusive discounts on Plank Firm mattresses. We've got some great deals just for our listeners.
Awesome.
Okay. So you've invested in a Plank Firm mattress. Great choice. Mm. But how do you make sure that investment really lasts? That's what we're going to be talking about today.
Right.
That's where the warranty comes in.
Yeah.
Today's deep dives is all about navigating the Plank Firm warranty and making sure you don't accidentally void it.
It's interesting. People often think warranties are like simple, you know, something breaks, they get a replacement, but it's rarely that straightforward.
Yeah.
The Plank Firm does offer a lifetime warranty, but there are definitely some nuances you'll want to be aware of.
Okay. A lifetime warranty sounds amazing, but what does that actually mean? Like, does it cover like everything?
Well, it covers the original purchaser, that's important to note, and it covers like key things you'd expect, like major defects in the foam itself. Significant sagging beyond what's considered normal and even breakdown of the materials over time.
Gotcha. So it's not a free pass to just, you know, treat the mattress however you want. There's actual upkeep involved.
Exactly. A lot of people don't realize that the way you care for your mattress directly impacts your warranty coverage. One of the biggest things that can void your warranty is using the wrong kind of foundation.
Foundation? You mean like what the mattress sits on?
Uh-huh.
How could that be a problem?
It's more common than you think. People use like old box springs or just put the mattress directly on the floor thinking it'll be fine.
Right.
But the Plank Firm warranty is very specific about foundation requirements for a reason.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Spill the tea. What's the big deal with foundations?
Think about it this way. The foundation provides support for the mattress, and it helps distribute your weight evenly.
Okay.
If you use the wrong foundation, like a box spring that's too flexible, you can end up with uneven pressure points, which lead to premature sagging. And that's not covered by the warranty because it's considered preventable damage.
So if I'm picturing this correctly, a box spring might sag in the middle, which then makes the mattress sag, and then suddenly my warranty's out the window.
That's exactly right. And the same goes for putting the mattress directly on the floor. Not only can this trap moisture and lead to mold or mildew, but it also doesn't provide the necessary airflow to keep the mattress fresh and dry.
Oh, ew.
Yeah.
Okay, so no box springs and definitely no floor sleeping.
Got it. What kind of foundation does the Plank Firm like?
They recommend a solid platform bed, either wood or metal, or a slatted foundation with slats that are no more than 4 inches apart. That spacing is important because it provides consistent support across the entire surface of the mattress.
So if I've got one of those slatted bed frames, I should probably grab a ruler and make sure everything's spaced correctly.
That's a great idea. It's better to be safe than sorry. And while you're at it, snap a picture of your setup once you've got the mattress in place. That way, if there's ever any question about whether you were using the right foundation, you've got photographic evidence. Solid advice. I'm already making mental notes. Now, we've talked about what goes under the mattress, but what about what goes under Typee? I'm assuming stains are a big no-no.
You are absolutely right. Keeping your mattress clean is essential, not just for hygiene, but also for maintaining your warranty. The Plank Firm warranty specifically states that stains, even small ones, can void your coverage.
Wait, really? Even like a tiny little coffee spill, that seems harsh.
It might seem that way, but think about it from their perspective. Stains can indicate a lack of proper care and can also trap moisture and dirt, which can damage the materials and shorten the lifespan of the mattress.
Okay, that makes sense. So I'm guessing a waterproof mattress protector is non-negotiable.
Absolutely. It's a must-have for any mattress, but especially one with a warranty like the Plank Firm's. A good protector will shield your mattress from spills, accidents, and even everyday wear and tear. Remember, it's much easier to prevent a stain than to try and remove one later.
So, protector on from day one. That goes straight to the top of my mattress to-do list. Speaking of protection, what about those body impressions that everyone seems to worry about? Aren't those inevitable over time?
It's true. Some softening and body impressions are perfectly normal, especially with foam mattresses. But the key is to differentiate between normal settling and excessive sagging that could indicate a defect.
Right. So how do we know the difference? How much sagging is too much sagging?
The Plank Firm warranty covers impressions that are deeper than 1.5 inches. Anything less than that is considered normal wear and tear.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's good to know. So basically, if I can fit my fist in the indentation, I might have a problem.
That's a good rule of thumb. But the best way to prevent those deeper impressions from forming in the first place is to rotate your mattress regularly.
Okay, tell me more about this rotation ritual. I've heard about it, but I've never really understood why it's so important.
Even though the plank firm isn't a flippable mattress, rotating it 180 degrees every 3 to 6 months helps distribute your weight more evenly. It's like rotating your tires on your car. It prevents uneven wear and tear and helps extend the lifespan of your mattress.
So rotation equals happy mattress, happy sleeper, and happy warranty. I can get behind that.
Exactly. And while we're on the topic of things that can void your warranty, let's talk about unboxing your new plank firm. You might be surprised to learn that there's actually a time limit involved.
Wait, what? You're telling me I can't just leave my mattress in that box forever?
Well, you could, but it wouldn't be good for your mattress or your warranty. The plank firm recommends unboxing your mattress within 30 days of receiving it. And here's why.
Okay.
Those mattresses in a box are compressed for shipping, which puts a lot of stress on the foam. While the foam is designed to bounce back, leaving it compressed for too long, like beyond 60 days, can cause irreversible damage. And that damage won't be covered by the warranty.
Wow. I had no idea there was a ticking clock on those boxes. So unbox it ASAP and let it breathe.
Exactly. Give it plenty of space to expand fully and don't even think about sleeping on it until it's reached its full size.
Okay, I'm getting the sense that patience is key here. Speaking of things we need to be patient with, what about those handles on the side of the mattress? They look so tempting to grab, but something tells me that's a bad idea.
You're right to be cautious. Those handles are purely decorative. They're not meant for lifting or moving the mattress. In fact, using them to move the mattress can actually damage the internal structure and void your warranty.
So resist the urge to grab those handles. I'm guessing it's safer to lift from the bottom with a helper.
Absolutely. And whatever you do, don't drag or fold the mattress. Those actions can put a lot of stress on the seams and the foam, which can lead to premature wear and tear.
Got it. Lift with care, no dragging, and definitely no folding. This is all making so much sense. Are there any other surprise warranty voiders lurking out there?
You bet. We've talked about physical care, but there are also some things you should avoid doing to your mattress that can jeopardize your warranty. And this might seem obvious, but it's worth emphasizing. Do not cut or alter your mattress in any way.
Okay, so no DIY mattress surgery, no cutting a hole for my shoulder, no adding extra padding, and I'm guessing no removing that little tag that says, do not remove.
You got it. That tag is there for a reason.
Yep.
And any alteration, even something as seemingly harmless as removing a tag, can void your warranty.
I guess it's all about respecting the integrity of the mattress design, right? They've engineered it a certain way, and any tinkering could mess with that.
Precisely. And here's a lesser known fact that might surprise you. Even something as simple as using a heating pad or electric blanket directly on your mattress can cause damage over time.
Wait, really? A heating pad? Why is that?
It's all about heat buildup. The prolonged heat from those devices can break down the foam, affecting its support and durability. It might not happen overnight, but over time, it can definitely impact the lifespan of your mattress.
Okay, so heating pads and electric blankets, use with caution. I'm filing that away in my mental mattress care guide. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about foundations, protectors, rotation stains, modifications. Is there anything else we absolutely need to know about caring for our plank firm mattress and protecting that precious warranty?
There is one more crucial piece of the puzzle that we can't overemphasize. Your proof of purchase. It's your golden ticket when it comes to warranty claims.
It's like the key to unlocking all those warranty benefits we've been talking about, right?
Exactly. The plank firm won't even consider a warranty claim without a valid receipt. So where do we keep this precious document?
Okay, listeners, it's time for another homework assignment. Find that receipt right now. Is it crumpled at the bottom of a drawer, tucked away in a file folder? Wherever it is, find it and give it a safe and accessible home.
I second that. And remember, digital copies are your friends. Scan that receipt, take a picture, save it to a dedicated folder on your computer or in the cloud. You can even email it to yourself so you always have access to it.
And here's another pro tip. If Plank Firm offers online mattress registration, take a few minutes to do it. It's like an extra layer of protection. They'll have your purchase information on file, so you're good to go if you ever need to make a claim.
That's a great point. It's all about being proactive and taking those small steps to protect your investment.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this first part of our Plank Firm warranty deep dive. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll explore even more tips and tricks for keeping your sleep sanctuary safe and sound.
Welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Before we jump back into the specifics of the Plank Firm warranty, I think it's helpful to zoom out and think about the bigger picture here.
I like that idea. Mm. We've been talking about all these do's and don'ts, but why do these rules really matter? Like, what's the overarching goal here?
It all boils down to maximizing the lifespan of your mattress. You know, we're not just talking about saving money on a replacement. We're talking about investing in your sleep, quality, your health, your overall well-being. By understanding the warranty guidelines and taking care of your mattress, you're essentially ensuring, like, years of good sleep.
It's like preventative healthcare, but for your mattress.
Exactly.
A little effort up front can save a lot of discomfort and expense down the line.
Exactly. And speaking of preventative care, let's revisit the topic of softening and body impressions. We touched on this earlier, but I think it's worth diving a little deeper.
Okay. So we know some softening is normal over time. But how much is too much? Where's that line between normal wear and tear and a potential warranty issue?
The plank firm warranty kicks in for impressions that are deeper than 1.5 inches. Think of it as a threshold. Anything less than that is considered normal settling of the materials.
So if you start to notice like a significant dip or sag that's deeper than an inch and a half, that's when you should start thinking about making a warranty claim.
Precisely. But remember, the best approach is to prevent those deeper impressions from forming in the first place. This goes back to all those good habits we've been talking about. Using the right foundation, rotating your mattress regularly, and using a protector to keep it clean and dry.
Yeah, those habits really do work together, don't they? It's like a holistic approach to mattress care.
Exactly.
Now, I'm curious about something. We've talked about things that can void the warranty, but are there any things that people do to their mattresses thinking they're being helpful that actually end up doing more harm than good?
You'd be surprised how many people try to, like, fix their mattress and end up voiding their warranty in the process. It seems counterintuitive, but any modification to the mattress, no matter how small, can nullify your coverage.
So if I'm tempted to, I don't know, sew on an extra layer of padding or maybe try to patch a small tear in the cover myself, I should resist that urge.
Definitely resist. Remember we talked about that do not remove tag. It applies to any alteration, whether you're adding something or taking something away. The mattress is designed to function as a whole, and any tampering can disrupt that balance and potentially cause further damage.
Okay, let me see if I understand this correctly. Imagine I notice a small tear in the cover. I think, no big deal. I'm pretty handy with a needle and thread. I'll just sew it up quickly. But that seemingly harmless act could actually void my warranty.
Exactly. And it's not just about sewing. Cutting the foam, removing the cover entirely, even detaching that warning tag we keep talking about, all of these actions can jeopardize your warranty.
It's like they're saying, don't touch. I get it.
Yeah.
Hands off the mattress. So we talked about what not to do, but are there any other surprising things that people might not realize can damage a mattress?
There's one that often catches people off guard. Believe it or not, even something as common as using a heating pad or electric blanket directly on your mattress can cause problems over time.
Wait, a heating pad? Really? Mm. I never would have thought of that. What's the issue there?
It all comes down to heat buildup. The prolonged heat from those devices can affect the foam, causing it to break down and lose its supportive properties. It might not happen overnight, but over time, it can definitely impact the lifespan of your mattress.
Okay, so heating pads and electric blankets use with caution. I'm filing that away in my mental mattress care guide. So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about foundations, protectors, rotation stains, modifications. Is there anything else we absolutely need to know about caring for our plank firm mattress and protecting that precious warranty?
There is one more crucial piece of the puzzle that we can't overemphasize. Your proof of purchase. It's your golden ticket when it comes to warranty claims.
It's like the key to unlocking all those warranty benefits we've been talking about, right?
Exactly. The plank firm won't even consider a warranty claim without a valid receipt. So where do we keep this precious document?
Okay, listeners, it's time for another homework assignment. Find that receipt right now. Is it crumpled at the bottom of a drawer? Tucked away in a file folder? Wherever it is, find it and give it a safe and accessible home.
I second that. And remember, digital copies are your friends. Scan that receipt, take a picture, save it to a dedicated folder on your computer or in the cloud. You can even email it to yourself so you always have access to it.
And here's another pro tip. If Plank Firm offers online mattress registration, take a few minutes to do it. It's like an extra layer of protection. They'll have your purchase information on files. You're good to go if you ever need to make a claim.
That's a great point. It's all about being proactive and taking those small steps to protect your investment.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in the second part of our Plank Firm Warranty deep dive. We've learned about the importance of preventative care, the dangers of mattress modifications, and the absolute necessity of keeping that proof of purchase safe and sound.
It's all about being informed and taking those simple steps to ensure years of comfortable, worry-free sleep.
But there's still more to come. Stay tuned for part 3 of our deep dive, where we'll wrap things up with some final thoughts and maybe even a few bonus tips to help you get the most out of your Plank Firm mattress.
Welcome back to the final part of our Plank Firm mattress warranty deep dive. It feels like we've covered so much already. Foundations, protectors, stains, even heating pads.
Yeah, we've been through a lot, haven't we? But before we send our listeners off into the world of blissful sleep, I think it's worth taking a moment to reflect on everything we've learned.
Okay.
And maybe even explore some, like, bonus tips to help them get the absolute most out of their Plank Firm mattress.
Ooh, I love bonus tips. What else can we do beyond what we've already discussed to really maximize the lifespan of our mattress?
Think of it this way. We've talked about protecting the mattress itself, but what about the environment it lives in?
Mm-hmm.
Creating a sleep-supportive environment can make a big difference in how well your mattress performs and how long it lasts.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What kind of environmental factors are we talking about here?
Think about things like temperature and humidity.
Ideally, you want your bedroom to be cool and dry. Excess heat and moisture can trap odors, encourage dust mites, and even affect the feel and support of the foam.
So it's not just about what happens on the mattress, it's about the air around the mattress too.
Right.
Makes sense. What about things like air circulation? Does that matter?
Absolutely. Good air circulation helps prevent moisture buildup and keeps your mattress fresh. Make sure your bed frame allows for airflow underneath the mattress, and try to air out your bedroom regularly by opening windows or using a fan.
Okay, so temperature control, humidity control, air circulation.
I got it.
Got it. Any other, like, simple things we can do to keep our Plank Firm happy?
Don't underestimate the power of those little everyday habits.
Yeah.
Making your bed in the morning, for example, not only makes your room look tidy, but also helps air out the mattress and prevents moisture from getting trapped in the sheets.
It's funny how those small things can add up, isn't it? It's like a mindfulness practice, but for your mattress.
I love that analogy. And speaking of mindfulness, try to be mindful of what you allow on your mattress. Avoid eating or drinking in bed to prevent spills and crumbs. And if you have pets, try to discourage them from sleeping on the mattress. Their claws can snag the fabric, and their fur can add to the dust and dander buildup.
So it's all about creating a clean, dry, and well-ventilated sleep sanctuary for both you and your mattress. I can definitely get behind that.
Exactly. And remember, a well-cared-for mattress is a happy mattress, and a happy mattress means a happy sleeper.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Plank Firm mattress warranty, I want to thank everyone for joining us. We've covered a lot of ground, from foundation fundamentals to environmental factors, and we hope you've learned a thing or two about maximizing the lifespan of your mattress and protecting your investment. And one last time, don't forget to check out those exclusive discounts in the show notes. Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sweet dreams.